Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 68. Hey everybody, Kayla Lords here with the one, the only, the fantabulous, yeah, I made that word up, John Brownstone. Today, in our last show of 2016, wow. It's nothing but a big old bonus section. We're just going to bullshit for a while. It'll
you're
be awesome.
Gonna ramble, and I'm going to sit here
and you're going to laugh. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at KaylaLords.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review on iTunes to help other kinksters find us. You can follow me on Twitter at Kayla Lords or stalk John Brownstone at SouthernSirsPlace.com. All links are in the show notes. If you haven't been able to tell from some of the shows we do and have done lately, John Brownstone and I love sex toys, especially for our kinky fuckery. The more the better, I say. But we're picky, too. We have some rules when it comes to picking out new toys and what we like and what we'll play with more than once. They have to be non-porous, top-quality, medical-grade silicone. Nothing gross is going near my body. And our favorite, there have to be some earth-shattering orgasms that come out of it, okay? I cannot get off by myself if I'm using a toy. There needs to be an orgasm. And I have to tell you, Lips adult toys, we might have mentioned them a couple of times, they're becoming my new go-to. Lips makes every toy with FDA approved medical grade silicone. It's one of the softest materials I've ever felt. The vibrators are powerful for being cordless, and they have several settings, so I never get tired of them, and when one doesn't work, I switch and I find a new one that does. The toys are pretty and well designed and lightweight and affordable, which I always love. Not everybody has a few hundred dollars to spend on a toy. This year, Lips is doing a Christmas holiday special, and they're giving you, Loving BDSM listeners, a crazy good deal. It's called, get this, the Lips Bag of Dicks. Oh yeah, bag o' dicks for everybody. It's literally a black velvet sack of toys. 5 different vibrators, 2 dildos, and a wand massager. Now, I have tried these toys. They are excellent. The whole bag of dicks is just $249, 8 toys for $250, right? But they're giving you guys, Loving BDSM listeners, 30% off OMG. So you will only spend $175 for 8 sex toys. Vibrators, dildos, wand massagers, and I don't care what sexual body part you have, vagina or penis, these toys will help you no matter what you've got. Ask John Brownstone, he knows. Y'all, it doesn't get any better than this. Now, I recommend this whether you are new to the idea of sex toys or you have an advanced degree in kinky fuckery, okay? You can find something fun to do with these no matter where you're at. To get your 30% off discount, go to www.lipsonline.com/Kayla. That's lips with a Y, y'all. This 30% discount is only available to you guys through that link, and they only have a few this holiday season, so go get it now before they sell out. I'll put the link in the show notes page, but in case you don't get there, just remember it's lips with a Y, lipsonline.com/Kayla. Holy shit, that was the 4th time I tried to say it, and I still fucked it up. Yeah, this is the bullshit show. If you're new here, I am so sorry. You might want to try episode 67 or 66. Maybe skip this episode till you've gotten to know us, because this is the one where we might scare people off.
Or wait for 69.
Which I did that on purpose. I wanted episode 69, I can't help it, right, to be the first show of 2017. I figured, how appropriate.
Yeah.
Starting out on the best possible note.
It's a good number.
It is a very good number.
I like that number.
I've always liked that number. Mm-hmm. That's not true. I did not always like that number. I used to think, I would either rather focus all my attention or be the focus of attention. And then we did that number. Mm-hmm. And it was a fine, fine thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's because when we 69, we challenge one another. Oh, who is going to make the other one let go first so that they can moan?
And who usually loses?
You.
Bullshit.
Bullshit nothing. I do magic things with my tongue. Thank you very much. And not just rambling on a podcast once a week. So we don't really have a purpose to this show at all. We're not trying to educate anybody about anything. And so if you were like, yay, I was coming to learn something about BDSM and DS.
Not today.
Our feelings won't be hurt if you decide not to listen to the whole show. What we were doing was looking at our schedule and realizing we were about to travel for a week and realizing that for everybody, this is the craziest
holiday
time of year.
Season.
So I was like, why would I get myself all worked up and stressed out about a big, huge, like, let's educate people kind of show when we could just bullshit for a few minutes?
Never mind.
What? No, what? What?
I was going to say that's what you do.
What do you mean that's what I do?
I'll
get myself all worked up and stressed out?
Exactly.
I know. And right now I'm like at my limit. I can't.
Right.
So this show is going live on December 23rd.
Yep.
And there will not be another show until the first Friday after January starts. January 6th, I think. Mm-hmm. And we're technically only taking a week off.
Right.
But it feels like forever.
It does.
And I don't know what that show is going to be either.
So
it will be January 6th.
January 6th.
Yes. So next week, when you're getting ready for the New Year stuff.
So come back on the 6th for the 69.
Exactly. You know, we've kind of put the pressure on ourselves.
I
the
know.
69th episode has to be really good. Damn it. Why did I do that? I was not thinking these things through. So this episode, for anybody who usually just sort of stays around, doesn't stay for the bonus section, you get a bonus section, the whole thing. We've got a few things to talk about. I don't mean for this to be very long, but of course it will be, because I just said out loud I didn't mean for it to be very I've jinxed us.
Yes, you did.
But I don't have a lot on my mind, because my mind is just full of, oh, I have to wrap this. Oh, I have to go to this, run this errand. Oh, we have that dentist appointment. Like, that's my life right now.
I know.
I'm barely thinking of kink. And yet, I'm sitting here talking to you with two hickeys on my neck.
Because now the pressure's off me, because I'm done with all my shows.
Right, so maybe I should put you to work. And I'll let you think of all the kinky stuff. No, that's not going to work, is it? Y'all should see the look he's giving me. It's not even a dom look. It's more of that man look of, what? I don't want to do what you do. That's why I have you to do what you do.
I do the technical work.
Right. Okay. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do I have to tell you? Okay, I talked about this at the very last, like, 5 minutes of episode 67. So let's put it in the first 5 minutes of episode 68.
Okay.
Well, I also blogged about it this week.
Mm-hmm.
Because, one, I wanted to hit people who would want to participate that might not get to listen to the show. And I wanted to have a place in writing that actually gave you all the details, because I was really shitty at the details last week. It's my postcard project that I still don't have a name for. Again, anybody who's good at naming shit, building a community through postcards.
Postcard community.
Through getting real mail, actual mail that's not junk and it's not a bill.
Snail mail.
I'm going to pay for postage.
Yeah.
So if you didn't catch the bonus section last week, you're like, what the hell is she talking about? I have this, I don't know if it's brilliant, it might be crazy idea, that I want to know where you guys are from, and I want everybody else, all the other listeners, to know where other people are from without giving away personal details. That's not cool. We're all about anonymity around here for those who need that and want that. So what we're asking is for you to go to your gas station, go to your tourist section, go to your Chamber of Commerce, wherever they have postcards for your area. And most, even if you live in a teeny tiny town, your region will probably have some touristy thing, right? So send us a postcard. Tell us where you're from. And if you want to get one back from us, that's the other part of this. I want to send people mail. I want to send them these really cool postcards that we had made. One is classic 50s pinup.
Pinups.
A little bit cheeky. There's a little ass showing. She's really cute. And the other is actually Victorian erotica. And they call it a nude, but if she's nude, I can't see it. It's a beautiful image.
Oh, yeah.
So you send us a postcard. Tell us where you're from. We'll do like a mailbag section of the show, hopefully starting at the very first episode 69 of 2017. Say, oh, we got a postcard from, you know, Wisconsin or Wichita or I don't know any other W names. And if you include a social media name, like your FetLife name, or if you're on Twitter or if you're on, so you can connect that you're willing to share, y'all, we'll blast that out too. We'll go, oh, look, it's from KinkyFucker729, you know, or whatever. Now, if you don't want any of that, if you're like, you just send me the really cute postcard, don't include anything and we won't share it. Don't worry. And if you just want to send us something but aren't comfortable sharing your own mailing address, that's cool too. We'll still give you the shout out, but then I can't send you the really cute postcard or one of. I've got two designs. So if you send me a postcard, I'll pick one at random. If you send me two, I'll send you one of each. If you send me more than that, I'm still only going to send you two. We are on a budget around here, people. So once I run out of these, I have 50 of each kind of postcard. I have to reorder. So if there ends up being a delay in getting any, that'll be why. But
you know what would be cool? As we get postcards, maybe what we could do is make a collage of all the pictures.
Like a digital collage or a real life collage?
Like a real life collage.
Well, that'd be cool.
And then take a picture of all the postcards.
Well, and I did have a thought as I get them, I might take a picture and either tweet them or put them somewhere online as well. Not with your information on the back, just the front of the postcard to say, oh, look, we got this postcard.
Just a picture, yeah.
So now everybody's like, okay, well, and I know y'all want to join in because I did this in the last 5 minutes of a nearly hour and a half long show last week. I am so sorry, y'all, that went so long. And I had people emailing me going, oh, I didn't catch the mailing address. Oh, now, I did put it in the show notes, but that's okay. If you email me, I'll send it to you. And I'll have the link to the post I put up on the blog for it, too. So I know people are willing to do it, and I can't wait to go check the mail this week because I think I might have one or two already. So I'll give you the mailing address, but it will be in the show notes page. The link to the blog post that will get to live forever on the website, that'll be there too. But if you want the address now, I'm going to like give you a second. You should hit pause on your phone so you can go grab whatever you do to write things down or pull up the notes section on your phone or your computer or wherever you're listening.
Don't do it if you're driving.
If you're driving, don't do it. Just remember it's in the show notes page. You can come back later. But okay, so here we go. You can address it to either me, Kayla Lords, or John Brownstone, or both of us. We're cool with that. And the address is, have you hit pause? Have you come back? Are we ready? I hope we're ready. P.O. Box, yeah, because I'm not giving you a street address, y'all. 391 P.O. Box 391 Crystal Beach, Florida. No, that's not where we live. 34681 P.O. Box 391 Crystal Beach, Florida. 34681
We live in a P.O. Box?
We do live in it's a little teeny little P.O. Box. We all live in there. You, me, two kids, and a dog. Yep.
Like the borrowers.
We're the borrowers, yes. And now all our book nerd friends are having, like, they're squeeing out there. Yeah. I know they are. And our non-book nerd friends are like, what? They also made a movie and cartoons. So Google, borrowers, you'll be delighted. I know I am, that he even knew that. Thank you. I love you. So I did have somebody email me before the show, obviously, this week after we announced it last week. And she said, can I email you something? I'm like, yes, because it occurred to me, and I feel really bad about this, that this did not occur to me. I checked my privilege a little bit, that for some people, taking the time, taking the gas money to buy a postcard, to pay for mailing, I get it. If you're listening to the show, it's because it's free and on the internet, you know, I get, or your data or whatever. You might not have extra money. So yes, if you would like me to send you a postcard, you are welcome to email it to, you know, email something to us. Email me a nice picture. It doesn't have to be of you. Email me one of those e-cards that they do. Yeah. I will count that. And she was really kind. She said, you might want to email those things out instead and save yourself money. And I get that. And if somebody would rather have an email, mm-hmm. I have the image. I can email it to you. But I did that. I'm doing this because, I'm a little kid who wants to get real mail. But two, I want to send mail out and I want to share this. And I think it's a little, you know, a little thing that probably for some people sounds silly or inconsequential, but it just is fun to me. There's something about it is very fun to me. And it makes me happy.
Well, you're fun.
I'm not fun. I am in no way fun. I am way too intense for fun. I'm kind of a bitch. I'm a total introvert. I get obsessed really quickly, and I'm very, very intense. And I have a resting bitch face from hell. There is nothing about me that's fun. You have to get me drunk to get me fun.
How the hell did I ever end up with you?
I'm not sure. You are a crazy bastard. That is what I do know.
I don't deny that.
No. I mean, I'm a lot of things. If you really like sarcastic, dry humor that's not about telling a joke, because I can't tell a joke to save my life, I'm that. If you think that's fun, I guess I'm fun.
Sarcasm font engaging in 3, 2, 1.
Somebody who does graphics out there should totally create a font and call it sarcasm. I'm just saying. And I would use that. I would use that on my website. I would. I don't care how unreadable it is. I'd be like, oh, look, my whole website is in a sarcasm font. Can you feel the sarcasm? See, this is what happens, y'all, when we do bonus parts of the show. We just go off on these tangents that have nothing to do with anything. But we enjoy the hell of it.
Yeah.
But see, the postcard thing is part of, and it's part of this evolving idea I've got in my head of building a community.
Yeah.
I mean, we are a community, but we're so... We're kind of untethered to one another. We don't quite know who we are. We might talk, like I might talk to about 5 of you on Twitter and 2 or 3 of you on FetLife, but the people I'm talking to on FetLife don't talk to one another on Twitter. Y'all don't know the others exist. I just hit him in the head because I also talk with my hands. You can't see that, but I'm totally talking with my hands.
You think she's Italian or something.
Well, I was raised by a man who was raised by Italians.
Ah.
He was not Italian, but he was raised by Italians. And so I know how to make spaghetti sauce, and I talk with my hands. Anyway, can I talk about my community building over here? I'm sorry I hit you in the head in the middle of a show.
Apology accepted.
Thank you, Daddy. So, you know, we're all, some of y'all are kind of connected to me, and some of y'all might be kind of connected to one another. But what if we could all sort of connect a little bit more, and then you'd feel less alone. You'd have more people to talk to and to get to know. About this kinky thing that we all do in our own way.
You feel the love?
Oh, if you break out in a song, I'm done. I'm done.
Well, that's one way to keep the show short.
No, you want to know how to keep the show short? Let me break out in a song. The microphone would break, okay? It is that bad. So I've got some, you know, this is one of those ways to sort of let people know, hey, guess what? You live in Podunk. You know, Ohio? Well, guess what? Guess what other kinkster lives in Podunk, Ohio? And that will work if you share your social media, like your FetLife name. If you're not on FetLife, but you have like a kinky Twitter profile or a kinky Instagram profile or whatever, you know, just whatever you feel like sharing. But no, so that's like my big goal for 2017 is to do some like community building. And we've talked, can I share some of the ideas that we've kind of batted around that we can't do yet. We don't have the mechanism in place, but that we want to do. Can I talk about that? As I put you on the spot, microphone on. May I, Daddy, please?
You asked correctly. Yes, girl.
Thank you, Daddy. So I don't have the mechanism in place because the mechanism costs a few $100 and I'm trying to go take my ass to London next year. So all my money's going there, but I have, eventually we'll have the ability to build a section of my website that is membership based, meaning you subscribe, you join. Yes, there would be some sort of fee attached. I don't know what it would be. I don't think it would be that much. And you get access to things that you could not otherwise get access to. And so part of what we're thinking is we want a space to have forums and places for people to ask questions. And I know that FetLife has that. I get that. I'm certainly not trying to be FetLife, but I also know that we tend to attract a certain type of DS kinkster. Mm-hmm. Not universally. I mean, we've got some wild children out there who do it completely different than we do it, and right. I find that fascinating. But for the most part, there are people who they either want what they think we have or they want their version of what we have. Right. And so they have questions. And FetLife can be kind of scary sometimes. And sometimes they don't get good information there and they want a place they can trust. So I keep thinking, well, what if we could build this space that not only you could talk to us more directly than you already do, but that you could talk to other people who are like-minded and who want to know some of the same things that you do or that already do know some of the same, the things you want to know. So we could share that way. But the other thing we talked about is if we do that, we want to offer something that allows you better access to us as well. God knows, not because I think we have all the answers. I don't think that at all. Mm-mm. So we talked about within this membership portion, we might do like live Q&A where you send us your questions and we will actually on video on camera, maybe live stream somehow, or do something where we'd actually talk to you guys, and it'd be us, and it wouldn't just be our voice. And you could send us questions, and we could go ahead and answer them instead of what happens when you email or FET message us, and you wait days and days and days for a response.
You mean I'd have to get dressed?
Yes. Well, you don't have to. You are the big D. If you want to be shirtless or in your PJs, you go right ahead. And the other thing, Daddy had this great idea. If we're able to do this, and I think we will, it's just a matter of time, because I've got to earn the money in order to be able to do it, to be able to pay for the functionality of it. We would also kind of have our own online munches where we'd get together and hang out, and not where y'all'd have to get on video so we could see you. You could still maintain your anonymity, but we'd have these discussions, and once a month have a time, date, place where you knew here we would be doing this. And then the other thing Daddy brought up was something that we've talked about that is done in local lifestyle or organizations, of a dom meeting and a sub meeting.
Right.
So like for a 30 minutes or an hour, the doms could all go talk to John Brownstone live stream and send their questions in and share their information. Everybody could share with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, for like an hour or so or whatever, then we, you know, I would lead one for the submissives, and we could all just talk about submissive stuff, you know, and it becomes a safe space to, you know, say the things you might not say in front of the big D types.
Really?
I don't know what those things would be. I've never,
okay.
I tell you everything, good, bad, and the things you really wish I wouldn't tell you. The things you really wish I wouldn't tell you. So that's kind of what I'm thinking for 2017.
Right.
But in the meantime, there's the London trip, which I have a plane ticket.
Yes,
I'm officially going. Of course, I'm now also hoarding all of my pennies like a miser, so I can make sure I can eat when I get there and I can get around town, and I can come back with all my London-esque, souvenirs, because the entire family is like, you're going to bring me back something, right? Well, of course I am. Hopefully I'll bring me back something. Maybe a TARDIS. Maybe I'll just go to the BBC, like, headquarters and get the TARDIS.
Well, then you wouldn't need a plane ticket. You could just come back with the TARDIS.
Yeah, but I got to get over there first to get the TARDIS. Clearly, I haven't managed it, or I would have gone back in time, come back to this point, picked myself up in the TARDIS, and all would be well. But I have not done that. I might have thought about this a little too much.
Yeah.
And it might be a little bit late, and I might have had a long day, and now I've lost my damn mind. I've probably lost half the audience.
Well, you know,
I'm so sorry.
You couldn't be the doctor, but which doctor would you like to be a companion
for? Oh, you can't
for?
Make me choose. You cannot make me choose. No. Okay, I am a typical Whovian that once the doctor changes for like the first half of the first episode of the new doctor, I hate that doctor. And then he does something just freaking adorable, and I go, oh, I love this doctor. Every doctor. Every doctor. I love David Tennant. I love Matt Smith. I love Peter Capaldi. Poor little Christopher Eccleston. I liked him, but he was too early in the reboot. I don't think he got into his groove good enough. He was adorable, but not as adorable as those who came later. So,
yeah,
he doesn't make my top three. So now that we've bored our non-Doctor Who fans,
yes,
we should stop that.
Right.
So what else? Have you got anything, Daddy? I'm just like, you know, being the talkative one as
you
usual.
You always are.
I am. I can talk enough for
I'm just sitting here drinking
people.
My coffee, eating my cookies.
Cookies I can't have any more of.
No.
I'm very sad about that.
I've had a bite.
I had two bites.
Yeah.
I know. I'm only allowed one bite. And that's not because he's being mean or that there's something wrong with me. It's that I can't have... It's not that I can't have gluten. I just shouldn't have gluten. I don't have an allergy. I don't have celiac. I don't have anything like that. But I do have some sort of sensitivity that it is not... Gluten and I are not friends. And so... But I love these gingery cookie things he gets from the German store.
They're German cookies that I get around this time. They're called Pfeffernuss.
And somebody out there just squealed because they know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know. But they're delicious and I love them, but I'm only allowed a little bit. So I get the taste of it, but I don't feel yucky afterward for having eaten something I shouldn't.
Right.
Right. So, but yeah. So he's over here drinking coffee and eating cookies and just letting me go.
Yeah.
Which is kind of how we work.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. every once in a while you're like, no, I got something to fucking say, damn it.
And I jump in and say it.
Right, but this is not one of those times, is it?
Not at the moment.
Oh. I really hope we haven't scared any new listeners away. I know somebody out there is going, I didn't think submissive sounded like that. And everybody else out there who is submissive is going, yeah, of course we sound like that. Just usually in private, not where everybody can see.
Right.
Well, I turn on my politeness, subservient, submissive ways when necessary most of the time. The baby girl is strong in me. The sass is strong in me.
Oh, the brassy is very strong.
No. Oh, brassy, yes. Brassy, for those who don't know, is a combination of bratty and sassy. And I do not like the word bratty. And so I don't really like, I hate the word bratty. I really don't like the word brassy. Sassy is the word. Sassy. I'm always, my intention is always to be sassy. It is, my intention is never to be bratty. I will admit there are times.
You know what they say about the road to hell?
I know, paved with good intentions.
Right.
Right. I know that. My point is, I can admit that there are times when, yes, what I say or do could be construed as bratty.
Oh, you just don't.
But the
cross
intention
the line.
Is
you broad jump the line.
Forget the line's fucking there. But I don't. I never intend to be bratty. Like, I know there are dynamics out there, DS relationships, where that's part of the fun. The brattiness is part of the fun.
Yeah.
For me, it's not like that. For me, being bratty is a very intentional thing, and it hurts my little submissive heart to find out that I'm being bratty. Now, there are times. We have played with this idea that I am being bratty, and in my mind, I am still being sassy because my mind can convince me of
anything.
And that's what I like about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Was there anything else I wanted to talk about? I'm sure there was. I think I had like a mental list, and then I didn't write it down because that happens
see?
All the time. I know. I don't want to, we're going away, going out of town for Christmas, and I'm not excited anymore like I was.
I know.
Family strife and drama. For all my sassy ways, for all the fact that I will tell some people exactly what I think, I shun drama. I have like walked away from people over too much freaking drama. I don't know if it's my anxiety that does that. I don't know if it's my, for anybody who is into personality testing and stuff, I've done the Myers-Briggs test through business several times, and I am firmly an INTJ, which apparently is extremely rare for women, and it explains me very well. If you ever want to look that up, it's we're a rare breed, and we're kind of fierce and we're kind of intense. We really don't take anybody's fucking shit. So I don't know what part of it is about me that really just has no use for drama to the point where I don't crumble under it. I go, whoa, I'm out of here. No, I'm not even going to be a part of it. And apparently there's drama heading my way when I get to my mother's house. And I have explained to my mother that I find drama to be very useless and have no time for it. And that I will keep the peace in our family because I am that too. I don't
now,
like...
You know, you could be overthinking this, right?
I have met the man that is going to bring the drama my way, and you have met the man who's going to bring drama my way, and you know I'm not overthinking this. So apparently my stepfather thinks I don't like him.
All right.
No. I'm not going to go into the whole thing.
No.
So he...
No.
I'm not gonna,
no.
But Daddy, I just want to tell him what I'm...
No.
Not the whole thing.
No.
Daddy.
No.
Doesn't make any sense otherwise. Just a little bit. Not the whole story. I'm not going to like get myself all worked up.
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
So I've just left them hanging and they're like, what the hell are these two people talking about?
You don't need to go into it.
Because you think I'm going to get myself worked
up?
Yes,
I know you are.
But I don't feel worked up. Now we're just staring at one another with an open, hot mic and they cannot see that I am silently begging you with my eyes to let me at least give a brief cursory explanation of what the hell I'm talking about.
No.
Daddy, that sounds weird. Those poor people are like, oh. See, now they're left in confusion.
No.
Anybody who wants to know can email me. If you're dying, no, send me a fat message. Direct message me on Twitter. I'll tell you. And even in like the two sentences I was going to use.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe it because he knows that when I'm talking to him, where I will let my guard down and I will bare my soul, he hears all of the intimate details. And of course, he thinks sometimes correctly, but not always, that if I talk about it with anybody else, I will do that. And then he, that's when he forgets I'm, I am who I am. And he gets all the ugly tears and ugly crying in the middle of a Starbucks because he's my daddy and that's what he signed up for. I wouldn't do that to the audience. That wouldn't be cool. I'm actually very calm. You could take my blood pressure right now and it's probably like below normal. I don't think he believes me.
So anyway,
my feelings are a little
talked
hurt.
About what you want to do, what, where you want to go with the, with the show next year. And, you know, the community building. What are your, some of your goals as a submissive for next year? What are some things?
I have no goals as a submissive other than to do whatever you tell me to do. You know, there's probably somebody out there who goes, oh yeah, you should totally have goals. And maybe I should. I'm just, every day, I'm just trying to make sure I try and catch my breath by the end of the day. Like, did I make it through and not lose my damn mind? Okay. Am I standing and not, like, you know, in the bed with the covers over my head? Okay, it's a good day. Like, that's where I'm at right now. So, I don't, do you have goals as a dominant?
Yeah.
See, my goal is to be better for you and to do more of what you want me to do with a little less of the sass. Like, if I have a goal, that's the goal. Now, are there things that I would like us to do together and to explore? Of course there are, but those aren't goals. I'm the wrong personality. We can't call them goals. Desires? Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Desires. Okay.
Desires. There's more kinky fuckery. I could totally use some more kinky fuckery.
Okay.
You know, give into some fantasies, do some things that we play with, just the two of us, that could be made, you know, real with another person. Yeah, I've been reading some other people's blogs and things that they're exploring and things that they're doing. I'm thinking, ooh, yeah.
It sounds kind of,
You know, bringing a third in, not like permanently bringing a third in, but, you know, exploring sexuality in a different way with a different person with the consent of everybody involved.
Well, absolutely.
But I also have major, major trust issues, as we've discussed previously.
Yes.
So, yeah, I can see how hard that would be to take from fantasy to reality. And I have not a lot of faith in a lot of people, so... I mean, people do surprise me.
Yes.
You know, the people who reach out to us, I'm often amazed by, you know.
They're wonderful.
Oh my gosh, awesome. Amazing.
And I will say right now, that's part of one of my little goals for next year.
Okay.
Is to be a little better about responding to people.
I'm pretty sure they would like you to have that goal for next year too. You know it's bad when a mutual friend of ours on Fat Life messages him, doesn't hear back for I don't know how long, and then messages me and says, can you nudge your daddy? I messaged him. It's kind of timely. Okay, I'll nudge him. Now, y'all have to know I'm the submissive and I can nudge, but that's all I can do.
Right.
Now, I can tell you, it does stress him out to have a really full inbox or message box or whatever, and he's not answering. So he actually, I'm the one that gets to live with the stressed out John Brownstone. So I know it might feel like he is ignoring you. First of all, he's not ignoring you. And second of all, he is really tense until he can get through those messages because I know you. You hate feeling like you're leaving people in the lurch and that you're abandoning them. And so for all of our sakes, y'all, I really want him to get better at messaging back because I don't like living with a cranky John Brownstone. It is not fun for me.
Grumpy polar bear daddy?
It's not even grumpy polar bear daddy. It's snapping, biting people's heads off daddy. It is not a nice daddy. Grumpy polar bear daddy, I can poke and prod and I can bat my eyes at you and I can do a little saucy, you know, thing in my shoulders or jiggle my hips a little bit and I can get a smile. Snapping, biting my head off daddy, I'm not even allowed to talk to you. Oh. Nor at that point do I want to. So yes, I would like you also to get better at answering messages. I think that would be a worthy endeavor to undertake for 2017. Yes. I would like to be less stressed out in general for 2017. I think that would be nice. You know, I have that same feeling. If I don't answer somebody within a day or two, I feel like they're sitting there going, oh my God, what a fucking bitch. She talks good game about answering. But you know what I get most of the time? And this is kind of, it's very nice. And it kind of keeps things in perspective for me. God knows I need that. When people go, I didn't even expect you to really answer. Which makes me sad, because that means there are other people they have reached out to who have not answered. I mean, the only reason you would have that expectation is because somebody else didn't. And I'm like, oh, hell no. I'm going to be better than whoever that is. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that to people, especially since I blatantly beg for people to email me. Like, I really hope I get inundated with emails so I can tell my story that I'm not allowed to tell on the show. Because I was going to be very dispassionate about it. And I want to be able to prove I can tell the story dispassionately. But you're not going to let me.
And you want me to get the gag?
Well, that will make for a very short show if I can't talk. And I don't think the gag's ever stopped me from trying to make noise before. I did almost...
Coherent noise, at least, coherent anyway. Coherent noise.
Well, somebody might find the gag in mouth noises I make sexy. And then the show mm-hmm. would be something completely different.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
No, I, well, you know, the... Well, let's do this, because we're trying to look forward to 2017. God knows, don't we all want 2016 to be over yeah. right now, right? But what about 2016?
Maybe we could just fast forward 4 years.
Not... Shh. We are not a political show.
I know.
Anybody who wants to commiserate politically can contact us individually. but just the year in general, I mean, good Lord, we started out, David Bowie died, Prince died, all kinds of people.
All kinds
of people. Sasha Gabor died, Alan Thicke yeah. died. This has been kind of a crappy year.
I know.
Ooh, ooh.
God, I just had a brain fart.
Better than a real one.
Yeah.
God knows, because I'm the one sitting here with you.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, okay. Yes. I read the books.
No, I know that.
I don't watch the show.
God, the writer.
George R.R. Martin.
R.R. Martin. He wrote 2016.
That's what I have seen internet memes say, yes. that clearly he wrote it, because yes. everybody's fucking dying. I know.
Right.
What I need him to write is the damn last book.
I know, really.
I have watched a few episodes with you, and it's not that I have any problem watching the episodes, mm-hmm. other than the fact that my imagination turned those bloody scenes bloody enough. I don't need them to be on the screen in front of me. Thank you very much. So I need him to finish writing the last book so I can read the last book. I was going to go somewhere with that, and now I've completely lost it. Jeez, I'm still back on the...
You're talking about the people we've lost through the year.
Yeah, so, okay, so 2016, I know it's been a rough year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just been a rough year in general. Personally, I know it's been rough for me.
Mm-hmm.
But... let's look back on 2016. Is there anything that you can think of that was good about the year? Other than that you got to be with me every single day of it, and isn't that awesome and wonderful and amazing? I know what the correct answer should be, Daddy.
Well, yeah, 2016 was a good year. We broke some ground ourselves in our relationship.
We did. We did some new things.
We did some new things. A little less.
We met some new people. Yes.
That was very rewarding on many levels.
True.
Okay.
True.
I've been working to expand my wood business.
Yes. And 2017 is going to be great for that. I've decided.
Oh, okay.
You know me. I've set my eyes on a target and on a goal. Yeah. I'll, like... bowl you down to reach it. Hope you better just hang on for the ride. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Remember that intensity thing I was talking about?
I know. But no, I did a lot of things with that this year. A lot of different things. I branched out from doing more than just pens and, mm-hmm. you know, doing the shaving brushes, bowls.
Christmas ornaments
this year.
Yep.
And started doing craft shows.
I know. Wow, it's like having an actual second job. What the hell, man?
Jeez.
I know. I miss you on those days.
No, you don't. Well, you probably do.
I do, because they're 11 and they're 7. Okay, yeah. I miss you. I miss you on those days. No, actually, it's been good. They behave. And so then it's, you know what I have to say? And I don't want to say this lightly to diminish anybody who's in a long distance relationship, because we were long distance for long enough. Yeah. Thank you very much. But sometimes it's kind of nice to miss you. Like,
yes.
Oh, wow, you've been gone and you came back and yay, I'm happy to see you. Instead of, oh, you're here still? You going to go run an errand? I sound like a devoted submissive.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm.
Don't be like me, y'all. Just don't.
Yeah. Bad example.
It's that introvert in me, though. Like, I'm that person that I'm, and you are probably the first person in my whole life, 37 years at this point and counting, where I actually do want to be with you every day. But we are both the type that just because we want to be in the same room or even be side by side doesn't mean we want to be engaged with one another the whole time.
We are comfortable enough with each other that we can be together
and be doing our own
thing individually and be comfortable even in our silence.
Oh, and comfortable silences are the best. I wish my 11-year-old would figure that out.
Ugh.
But we actually had a conversation, and he's an extrovert.
Right.
And he understands it. And
I've tried to have that conversation.
I know.
With him
he
too.
Says, no, silence is not comfortable. No. There's nothing comfortable about silence. I'm like, well, if you would stop fidgeting, it could be more comfortable. Oh, I don't know how to raise an extrovert. I guess I'll learn. No, and I mean, for all that 2016 had its really rough moments for me personally, the fact that I worked on it. And I found answers to my physical health, my mental health.
Right.
You know, that has been nice. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I still get the anxiety hits. I'm bipolar, so we have the highs and the lows, and all that still happens. But at least I have words for it now. I know how to describe it. I know what it is. I know what's happening.
Is half the battle.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, you know, I know how, if I would just eat the way I'm supposed to eat, I would feel better more times than I don't. But sugar tastes yummy. I think, quite frankly, after the way I felt, I was feeling really bad today, y'all. The day we're recording. I really think that the Starbucks put actual milk in my latte.
Oh, God.
That's what I think happened. And anybody who knows anything about lactose intolerance knows what that means. And it has been bad, y'all. It has been so bad. It has been so bad. Because I keep thinking, God, that latte tasted so fucking good. There's probably a reason it tasted so good.
Yep.
So now that they know way more about me than they ever wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
No, but 2016,
What about you? What were some of the high points for you of 2016?
I'm in the middle of working on anything that I would consider a high point. So I don't know how to call it a high point. I mean, think about it. I found a therapist who's kink friendly, so I can walk in there and go, oh my gosh, let me tell you what we did differently in our DS, you know, dynamic. And he just doesn't even blink. Which is really refreshing.
Yes.
I set the goal to go to London next March and I'm getting there. I'm much closer now than I was a few months ago. And that is thanks to all y'all, quite frankly. So I'm still working on that. Like I'm building the foundation for things to achieve in 2017.
Uh-huh.
So I don't look at anything I'm doing now as having achieved anything. I'm still working on it. Now,
gotcha.
Did I put things in place? Sure. Have I got my Patreon and I've got supporters on Patreon? That's what we got to talk about.
I
know.
I was going to bring it up. Don't worry.
Oh, good. I'm glad you were.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, have I got patrons on Patreon who are supporting our endeavors and what we're doing and, you know, engaging with us in a different way? Yes. I don't have a concrete goal for that. I mean, I do on the Patreon page of levels, monetary levels, sure, but there's not a point where I think, oh, look, I'm done with that. You know, that's an ongoing thing. Book writing is a very slow, but ongoing thing. What I do on my blog, that's an ongoing thing. So, you know, I feel like this 2016 was the year to focus more on myself personally, unless even about my, not even about my submission, just about me as the human being, you know, deal with my health issues, figure out what works for me, set some personal weight. I finally set some weight loss goals. Like my first goal was, to lose weight, but I didn't put a number on it.
No, you didn't.
And now I have a number that I'm willing to put on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've only met one of those goals. And then, you know, Starbucks called my name and I crept right back up. Starbucks, oh Starbucks, I love you, oh Starbucks. Sing an ode to Starbucks.
So does that mean that you hit your goal?
I hit my first goal.
You hit your first goal.
Right.
You got your reward for hitting your first goal.
And I use my reward daily.
So does that mean I get to take your reward back?
Well, if you do that,
until you hit your goal again?
I will drink less water. And that would be a bad thing. So here's what
but
I did.
But that's not the only thing you can drink water out of.
No, but it's my favorite thing, so I drink more water than I did before I got it. So everybody's like, what the fuck? Okay. So I finally said, I got to a point, and I set a weight loss goal of, it was like 30 pounds. And what we did was incremental 5-pound goals within that goal. So for every 5 pounds of that goal that I lose, every number I hit, I get a little prize. Well, I hit the first one, and my prize was a brand new water bottle, not the little cheap $3 thing that broke on me, but like a real one. I went to Target and was like, oh, look at this. This is really nice. So I hit that, and I have been drinking more water. Thank you very much, because I like my new brand new water bottle. Thank you very much. But then Starbucks called me. You know, it's the holidays, and most people are like, oh, candy, oh, cookies. Oh, no, those things make my stomach hurt. So
for her, it's Starbucks.
It's iced caramel coffees,
yeah.
Extra soy, or iced caramel lattes, extra caramel, or frappuccinos, peppermint mocha is my favorite. All made with soy, because while the sugar doesn't hurt, physically hurt me, it doesn't help me lose weight, but the milk actually physically hurts me, and I will avoid that before I'll avoid regular sugar. So yes, I have a Starbucks thing going, more so than you will ever have. Your love, devotion to coffee,
mm-hmm,
is easily outpaced by my devotion to Starbucks.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't even try to keep up with it.
I know, and you created this monster.
I did, I unfortunately.
You introduced
sad,
me
true.
To it. I know. So yeah, but you know, it really is an ice, and it's an iced coffee thing. I'll drink hot coffee if it's really cold outside, but we live in the middle of Florida and it has not been really cold outside. So I prefer iced coffees, but my iced coffee devotion is such that I actually make my own iced coffee at home. I then still go to Starbucks. I know. He just hung his head, y'all. There was something else I was going to say, and I forgot, that was actually like a real thing, and I can't think of what it was.
The videos.
I know. So on Patreon, and actually through my website too, and I'll link to both in the show notes page, we have been each month doing a video of us doing some sort of impact play.
Right.
So the first video was sort of sad because it was blurry. And I still can't figure out what the hell happened.
We had some technical problems.
And that one was a barehanded spanking. And then the second one we did was on punching, which sounds really violent. It's not. And then this month, for the month of December, we put one out about flogging. And Daddy shared all of his floggers and talked about how to actually use them, and then used them on me to the point, I think at one point in the video, I'm literally trying to crawl up the wall to get away from it. Because he, in his demonstration, loved sharing how, look, you can make it really hurt, and you know, sure, she likes that soft sensual stuff, but look at this, you know, and he's sort of like a little kid. So that's actually up on Patreon, and if you do it through Patreon, you get access to a whole bunch of other stuff, but you have to be at the $5 level per month if you want to do that. Or you can do it through my site, where it's bare bones, just the monthly video, and you can pay an annual amount or $5 a month. And we do that because while we are not as concerned about protecting our anonymity as some might be, we figure anybody who's out to get us probably won't pay money for the luxury of figuring out exactly who we are. So, you know, there's a barrier to entry that helps protect our anonymity at least a little bit. So
true.
We figure if somebody's willing to shell out money, they probably don't mean to do us harm.
I would hope not.
I hope not. You have to be like diabolical. Somebody out there is laughing evilly right now because they are that laugh, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we do. We have the video of, and I'm in a thong, so you see a whole shit ton of my ass, which is much paler than I realized. I don't know why I would have thought otherwise. It never sees
you
sunlight.
You never go outside, yeah.
And if I do, I do cover my ass. Hello. I don't exactly parade out the front door in my thong. So yes, it's a very lily white ass. There's a lot of it. And I think
the better to spank you with, my dear.
Well, I'm not complaining because, yes, I'll give you a nice broad canvas for that. See there, I just made the case for why big asses are a good thing. More room to spank. So all my big ass submissive friends out there, there you go. Are you going to pinch my nipple? Yes, you are. He's been doing that a lot lately, too.
Yeah.
And leaving hickeys on me.
Yeah.
Oh, that was sexy, though. And it's kind of sexy to walk around in public with the hickeys on my neck until the 11-year-old goes, Mom, Mom, what's that on your neck? Are you okay? Is everything okay? And he's trying to touch him. And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Don't worry about it. And then I get mad at him because we're alone. And I can't come up with a good response to what these things are on my neck. I think I just called them bruises because if I say hickey, eventually he will learn what a hickey is. And I'm not ready for that conversation yet. So yeah, that's us. That's a lot of bullshit. That's all the bonus section is. It's just us bullshitting.
Yeah.
So we probably should not do a bonus section of the bonus episode, huh? I don't think if anybody has lasted this long to listen to all of this, I don't think we can test their patience anymore.
Probably not.
No.
Nope.
I feel like there should be more, but there's not more. I feel like I've talked too damn much, quite frankly. And he's giving me the look that says, you have. You've totally talked too damn much. But just to reiterate, if anybody wants to know what the story is, you can just email me and I'll tell you. I'm not afraid. I will tell you. Told you I'd talk even with a gag. You're lucky I didn't lick your hand. For those who don't know, he just... to put his hand over my mouth, which is normally really sexy, but I'm so sorry, y'all. I just realized that we are resting, sort of. We're gearing up for 2017. Yes. I guess we are going to have to make episode 69 epic. I don't know how. Maybe I just put too much pressure on us for that.
I think so.
Because that's what I do. I'm intense. See, damn it.
You took it all off on this episode, and you doubled it for the next one. That's smooth move.
That's why there should never be such a thing as a break. That's all I'm saying. Okay, y'all. Thank you for sticking with us for 2016. Right, we intend to do this all the way through 2017 mm-hmm. as well, but we're going to, go be vanilla for a while.
Yep.
Just a week. We'll be back. We'll be desperate for y'all by the time we get back, I'm sure.
And all of you out there, traveling yourselves for the holidays, travel safe out there.
Yes.
Watch yourselves on the road and the airports. Be careful. Have a very Merry Christmas.
And a Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
A Happy Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa, however you celebrate.
Merry Festivus for the rest of us. I said that wrong, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Solstice. Solstice. I'm saying that wrong.
See, that's coming up, yeah.
You don't know. I don't know.
No, tomorrow's the 20th.
That's the day we're recording on the 19th.
Right,
yeah.
We're recording on the 19th. God, it's the 19th, we've got the air on in December.
I know.
What is wrong with that?
No, we have friends who are living in places where it gets minus temperature, okay?
Well,
they would kill to have our problem right now.
I was chatting with Little Lass today. They're below zero up there. There's insanely below freaking zero.
There's a reason I live in Florida.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to live in Florida until the sea swallows mm-hmm. Florida up. Okay. Are we good?
I think we're good.
We're mostly good. We're always good. We're always good?
Yeah.
Mostly. Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. I'm never good. I am sassy. There's a big ass difference. No! I am not. I am not that mean, awful word you're saying. I am, however, whiny, if nobody can tell. Okay, it's time to go, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. Time to let these people get on about their day.
All right.
Hopefully we've made you laugh a little bit. Hopefully we made you think a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe we've taught you something in 2016. Hopefully we'll teach you something in 2017. That's the plan anyway.
All right.
Okay.
Keep it kinky, y'all.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.